Can we have the map up? I hope you're good at map reading, you two. There's a map I'd like to put up on the just have a look at that, George and Emma. Just have a look at the map, but I'll tell you what I'm looking at. Now, second problem, Jonah's going to help me with that second problem. Jonah, you're going to help me with the problem? Good man. Anybody else? Who's good at maths? Jonah, you come up. Just come here, Jonah. And have you got somebody who could help me with a maths problem? Who might help you with a maths problem, Jonah? Anybody who can help me with a maths problem? Let's see. Keith, yes, Keith. Where's Keith? Is Keith here? Keith Nurse? Yes, Keith's a maths man. Good man. Yeah. No, it's not a very difficult maths problem, I don't think. It's going to be really easy for Keith and for Jonah. So I'll tell you what it is in a moment. And the last one is a sort of physical problem. I need four people. Matthew, yes. Young Lily, come here. And Bradley, come here, yep. No, so you four are coming out. So I'm going to start with you. There are, okay, just turn around, four lots, and then there are four, there should be four at each end. So two of you go to that end, you two go that way, and you two come this way. Stretch it out. No, your task is to see, don't pull it too hard. No, you mustn't pull it too hard, because it's going to be difficult. Don't pull it too hard. Come in closer. You've got to untie the knots if you can, okay, the four knots, all right? See if you can untie them. Now, Keith and Jonah, a little math problem. It's not a very difficult math problem at all, but I'd like you, and I'm going to get your pad to do your working out as well. So, do you want to see if you can solve the math problem? George, Emma, grid references for Bamford Station, if you would, please. Can you tell me, have a think about it. What are the grid references for Bamford Station? Okay, let's see how the problems you're doing. Oh, my goodness. Well done, how's it going? And you write down your answer there. Write your answer down there. Thank you. Oh, look at this. Host of activity. How are you doing? You going well? Do you need help? Do you like anybody to help you?
I'm on my
head. Anybody like help? Anybody wants help? Anybody wants help? Anybody, Keith, need help? No, Keith doesn't need help. Any kids need help?
No, I've got two not.
Tell you what, Tom, just come and give these guys a little bit of help, actually.
No.
Give them a little bit of help, Tom. I think they need a little bit of help. Fantastic. Yes. Would you like to write your answer in maybe on the sheet with the pen, which is here? On the big pen, yeah. Write the answer in. And the answer, obviously, the two, I don't know what the final answer just, which is put at the very bottom, the final answer at the very bottom. Okay, George, tell me, what is the grid reference for Bamford Station, which you probably just see is sort of there? Yeah. 209, and going up is, yes, I think, is it 85? Oh, I'm not sure. 825, sorry, yes, 825, it is, you're right. Well done. Congratulations, yeah, well, thank you. You can sit down, yes. And these guys have done really well. Yes, the answer is 1,905. I knew you could do it. Well done, thank you, guys. Both of you. Thank you. Done? Thank you. Well done, you guys. Would you like to sit down, please? You see, we've got such competent people in this church. But you see, the thing is, Tom was really willing to give a bit of help. And, you know, actually, we have got teachers in this congregation, we've got math geniuses, we've got strong people, and they would have loved to have helped you this morning solve our problems. But they're just so good, aren't they? They didn't need a lot of help, actually. And the thing we want to talk about this morning is that everyone, from the youngest here this morning to the oldest, needs help. You do need help with things in life. You just don't get it all right all the time. And our reading today teaches us what to do when we need help, when there are issues, problems, things we need to sort. Our reading today tells us. Can anybody tell me what we need to do from our reading which you saw on the board when we need help? What's the answer? Before I put it up on the screen. Can anybody tell me what the answer was in our reading when we need help? Yes. Just ask. Who do we ask? We ask God, exactly. Can we have the next slide up, please? We ask God, we look for God, and we knock. We like, and when Niku was lost this morning, Sue asked you for help. You went looking for him, and eventually you knocked on the door where we thought he was, and out he came. You see, whether today you are a top banker in London, or whether you're one of the children, whether you're a teacher, or whatever you do, your prayer is really important to God, because God is your perfect, loving, heavenly Father in heaven. He loves you, and he loves to give you what you need. God may not always give us what we ask for, but he will always give us what is good for us. Has anybody ever sat in the car and said to mum or dad who's driving, go faster? Has anybody ever done that? Hands up. Yeah. Go faster. You're too slow. When I was young, and that's a long time ago, there weren't seat belts in the back of the cars. Dear, we put our lives in our hands, didn't we? There were no seat belts, and I used to sit in the middle of the back seat of the car and lean right forward with my head between the chairs, because I so wanted to drive, but I was far too young. And on a journey into holidays, and I go, go faster, Dad, go faster, go faster. And he says, shh, no, go faster. And the other thing was, do you know what I used to do as well? He would drive a car with his hands like that. I don't know if you, sometimes your dad drives his hand, you know, he drives a car like that. Or he drives it like that. And I said, that's wrong, Dad. You need two hands like that. And when he'd have his hand, I'd say, no, put your other hand. And I was such an annoying little boy. Dad, put two hands on the wheel. Don't drive like this. Don't drive like that. Two hands, Dad. Now, there's a story of a lady who had a boy and a girl in her car. And she was driving on a country road. And the country road, as country roads are, was very narrow and windy. And the boy was going, go faster, Mum. Go faster, Mum. But Mum didn't go any faster. She wouldn't go any faster. And she said again, go faster, Mum. But Mum wouldn't go faster. And he drove round the corner. Suddenly the road got narrower, much, much narrower. And all of a sudden was a massive tractor in the middle of the road. Now, if Mum had gone faster, there would have been a serious crash. And sometimes with God, we say, Lord, please, do it. Do it now. Do it now. But God knows what's ahead. He knows the road. And he knows exactly what's best for us. And sometimes he just says, wait. Wait. Not now. And then the second thing God, we need to, from God is that we need to seek him. We need to look for him. Praying is like looking hard for something you want. I've started to wear glasses. I don't wear them all the time. The problem is my sight's not so good. It's getting a bit not so good. And it's quite funny. Both Kate and I, sometimes we lose our glasses. And we go around the house and say, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Are they here? No, they're not here. Are they here? Are they here? Are they here? And the problem is, because I haven't got very good eyesight, maybe I don't even see where my glasses are, and I go back to the place I went 3 minutes ago, and I say, oh, there they are, they were there all the time. The problem is, I haven't got very good eyesight. But when we need something, God says, look for it, look for me. Don't give up. Put other things to one side. If you lose something very important to you, if you lose a toy that's really important to you, if you lose something that really matters to you, you stop and you go and look for it. You'll search for it until you find it. God says, look for me. Don't give up. When you need answers to prayer, don't stop. Keep looking and you will find what you're looking for. And you will find me. Seek and you will find. And the third thing is knock. And the door will be open. Now, I know you're on the carpet, but can we have a few people doing a bit of knocking for me? Knock. Thank you. Jesus said, praying is like knocking on the door. When you want something from someone who's inside, you knock on the door. And the person like Nika this morning will open the door. praying is like knocking on God's door. He will open himself to us. He will come to us when we come knocking. Isn't that a lovely idea? When we come knocking, we really need to meet God. He will open the door. He will come to us, and he will meet us. Now, the second little bit of this talk this morning is what stops us from doing these three things. What stops us from asking God? What stops us from seeking him? What stops us from knocking the door? The first thing is this: doubt. Will God really answer my prayer? If I ask him, will he really answer my prayer? Jesus says simply, just ask and it will be given to you. He must have seen that the people were doubting because he repeats himself, seek and you will find. And again he says a third time, knock and the door will be opened. And then he goes on a fourth time, for everyone who asks receives. They're still not convinced. He says, he who seeks finds. And a sixth time he says, to him who knocks, the door will be opened. You know, you might say, well, Jesus was being very repetitive. Why did he keep on repeating himself? Because he really wanted them to hear this message. He really wanted them to know that when they asked him and sought him, there should be no doubt that God heard their prayers. When you pray, God hears. He loves you. He will answer your prayers. Not always as you want it, maybe, but he will hear and answer your prayers. Don't be in any doubt. The second thing is fear. Now, these things are like hurdles. Does anybody know what a hurdle is? What is a hurdle? If you're a sports person, can you tell me what a hurdle is? What's a hurdle? It is something you jump over. And if you watch the World Championships in a few weeks' time, you'll see people in some races, and they're really fast, and they have to get down very low and get their leg up high to get over the hurdles to win the race. Doubt is a hurdle, but fear is also a hurdle to us praying. What will we receive from God? Will it be a good thing? What has God got planned for my life? Jesus talks about a really good father in the story. And we saw it in the verse. If a child asks for bread, no good father would give him a stone. If a child asks for a fish, no good father would give him a snake. And Jesus goes on to say that in comparison with God, we are people who get things wrong. We don't do always everything as we ought to. So if we know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will our loving Heavenly Father who made the world not treat us in the same way and give us really good gifts? If we ask God for all we need, that is exactly what we will receive. You don't have to be afraid when you pray to God. He loves you and he has your best interests at heart. And the last thing is this, the last hurdle to prayer is, I'm not good enough, or I don't need God's help. Some people just think, you know, if God's in heaven and he's so great, why is he bothered about me? I'm only a young person. Why are my problems of any interest to Almighty God? And some people think, why bother praying? You know, I'm just an ordinary person, and would God really be interested in me? God says, if we ask him, he will give good gifts to those who ask him. He will give good gifts to those who ask him. Jesus doesn't say, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to advanced, clever Christians? He says, to anyone who asks him, he will give really, really good gifts. But some people say, do you know, I don't need God. I was really glad that George was really good at reading OS maps this morning. He was very good at reading OS maps. Emma was very good at reading. You know, they didn't need help. That's great. We've got very good, able people in church this morning. But a lot of people think, I can just do that myself. I will do life my way. I don't need God's help. And if we take that view, we won't experience God's help and we won't see God answer our prayers. Jesus says, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So it means we actually have to be humble enough to say, Jesus, help me. I really, really need your help. So Jesus says, ask, seek, and knock. Ask, seek, and knock. And don't let the barriers of doubt and fear, of feeling not good enough, or feeling too good or too independent, to stop you seeing God answer your prayers in a wonderful way. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you answer prayer. And you say to us, ask, seek, and knock. And you call us, Lord, to look to you for help. And thank you that you are a loving, loving Father. And when we ask for your help, you will answer us. Amen.